Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Friday, 9th April 2021. Top stories for today. No policy decision has been made as yet to allow foreign workers back into Malaysia, despite a need of at least 40,000 foreign workers for the farming sector alone. Home Minister Dato' Sri Hamzah Zainuddin says if the employees and foreign workers can follow and adhere to all the SOP, then there is nothing to prevent them from being allowed into the country. 12 operators of food and beverage business have been issued with notices for selling plain water above the set price of RM1 per glass over the past 2 days. The Selangor Enforcement Division of the Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs Ministry says the traders who are served with the notice are given 2 to 5 working days to supply the necessary information as instructed. No report had been lodged as of last night by PKR President Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim and UMNO President Dato' Sri Ahmad Zahid Hamidi over the audio recording which went viral on social media this week. Home Minister Dato' Sri Hamzah Zainuddin asserted that the authorities would definitely take action if Anwar and Zahid made a formal complaint to the police if they claim they are not the ones in the recording. On the international front, the head of Indonesia's weather agency said a new cyclone named Odette was gaining traction and could hit Lampung province on the island of Sumatra, as well as the provinces of East Java and Central Java and the island of Bali. Warning was triggered today that a second tropical cyclone in the space of a week could trigger floods and landslides in a most central areas after Cyclone Saroja killed 163 people in eastern parts of the country. The Serum Institute of India says it is legally compelled to ship the coronavirus vaccine to global vaccine sharing facility COVAX, its co-lead Gavi said, a provision that could complicate the firm's efforts to boost domestic supplies. With a surge of more than 13 million new COVID-19 cases logged, India suspended all major exports of vaccines last month to fill demand at home, forcing the world's biggest vaccine maker to divert nearly all its production to the domestic market. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.